Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Governor Patrick is acknowledging today that he has been approached by aides to President Obama about a job in Washington, but the governor is repeating that he is committed to completing his term of office here. WBUR's Fred Tice sat down with the governor today to discuss his plans for the next 2 years.
Will you be remaining here for the remainder of your term?
That's the plan. One of the plans, it's my ambition and my commitment. We haven't had governors in Massachusetts who have finished their terms in a long time.
The governor's predecessor, Mitt Romney, did finish his term, but the two governors elected before Romney did not. Bill Weld resigned, expecting to become ambassador to Mexico until his ambitions were thwarted in the U.S. Senate. Paul Cellucci resigned when he was named ambassador to Canada.
If the president asks you to serve in his administration, what are you going to say?
Well, pretty much what I've just said and said consistently. I mean, I've had that conversation with his team. At some level, I suppose it's nice to be asked and thought about, and I'm going to be as helpful as anybody can possibly be from the position of governor of Massachusetts. But I like this job. We're making great progress. I ran for this job because I wanted it and not to have it as a stepping stone to something else.
Governor Patrick fed speculation about whether he might take a post in the Obama administration earlier this month when he had dinner with the Obamas at the White House.
Oh, that was purely social and fun. There were 12 or 14 of us there, and it was upstairs in the residence. Close friends of theirs and of each other in a number of cases, and we just talked about the experience of the campaign and some of the funny stories that you inevitably accumulate on an adventure like that, and a very joyful time.
Patrick spent many weekends over the past year campaigning for the president, but over the next 2 years, he says he wants to focus on Massachusetts. He proposes to close disparities between students in public schools. He says within weeks, he'll propose a plan to finance the T and other transportation infrastructure, but won't reveal any details. He's sticking by his proposal to expand commuter rail to the South Coast. And for now, the governor says he's satisfied with the way his administration has addressed two major problems in recent months: the nationwide distribution of toxic steroids from the New England Compounding Center and the apparent falsification of thousands of reports in criminal cases at a state drug lab.
The biggest change at the drug lab has happened, and that was the transfer of the responsibilities of the so-called Hinton Lab, which was a state drug lab, over to the Mass State Police. I think that the disciplining of the people whose oversight was clearly lacking was important.
Patrick cited the work of the independent office he set up to investigate how many cases were compromised by the falsified drug reports.
It's a file-by-file review at this point, and a potential of up to 34,000 cases to assure that justice is done is precisely what we should be doing.
As for the New England Compounding Center,
suspending the licenses of the pharmacists who were involved, recalling the products that NECC and its sister companies issued, reminding compounding pharmacies of their obligations under state and federal law and national standards, and doing the spot inspections, if you will.
Patrick says one question remains: who should sit on the state pharmacy board?
And so, you know, one could have the dramatic act of asking all the members of the Board of Pharmacy to resign today. But it still begs the question whether you want to have a Board of Pharmacy where the requirement is that it be dominated by pharmacists. So I'm asking those kinds of questions.
Patrick says he'll wait for recommendations of the commission he set up. He expects those before the end of the year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.